From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iran's foreign ministry calls missile sanctions illegitimate. Iran drew condemnation from Western nations for two ballistic missile tests late last year, which were said to have violated UN Security Council resolutions. Iran defended the tests as a matter of national security. The U.S. enacted new sanctions Sunday against five Iranian nationals and a network of companies with links to the banned missile activity. An Iranian spokesman says the nation will respond to the U.S. sanctions by bolstering its legal ballistic missiles program and promoting its defense capabilities. Iran will increase its daily oil production by 20% now that sanctions related to the country's nuclear program have been lifted. An oil ministry official said Iran will add 500,000 barrels a day to its current production of 2.8 million barrels a day. One of the Americans freed by Iran has arrived back home. Matthew Trevithick landed in Boston Sunday. He had been held for more than a month in Iran for reasons that are not clear. Several other released prisoners stayed in Germany for a time, receiving medical treatment at a U.S. military hospital. Moroccan officials say they have arrested a Belgian suspect linked to a terrorist attack that killed 130 people in Paris last November. Morocco's Interior Ministry said the man was arrested Monday near Casablanca and had direct links with some of the Paris attackers. Iraqi police say three Americans missing in the country were kidnapped from an apartment in Baghdad. U.S. officials say they are working with Iraqi authorities to find the missing Americans. The Baghdad Operations Command described the apartment the Americans were staying in as suspicious. This is VOA News. British lawmakers debated Monday a petition signed by more than 500,000 people seeking to ban U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump from Britain. Trump prompted outrage in Britain by calling for a temporary ban on all Muslims entering the United States. He proposed that ban after a mass shooting by two Muslims killed 14 people in California. Tulip Sadiq is a Labour Party member.
This online petition, signed by nearly 600,000 people, shows that when people feel a sense of justice, when people feel that we need to stop a poisonous, corrosive man from entering our country, they will act in good conscience.
In the past, people have been banned from entering Britain for fostering hatred that might provoke inter-community violence. Authorities say five French Foreign Legionnaires on a wilderness ski training exercise in the French Alps have been killed in an avalanche near the Italian border. At least six others were reported injured. The nationalities of the victims are not known.
La situation de chômage structurel que connaît depuis...
That's French President François Hollande announcing a $2.2 billion job creation scheme. He's seeking to save his 2017 re-election chances. Rising unemployment has dogged Hollande throughout his presidency. He had promised voters to put the jobless rate on a convincing downward path, which he set as a precondition for running for the next in the next presidential election. Hollande said France is in a state of economic emergency and needs new measures urgently, but he promised they would not come from an increase in taxes. A banned website says guitarist Glenn Frey of the rock group The Eagles has died at the age of 67. It says Frey died in New York City of complications from rheumatoid arthritis, acute ulcerative colitis, and pneumonia. Israeli officials say a female Palestinian attacker stabbed and wounded a pregnant Israeli woman who was in the hospital. The woman who did the attacking was later shot. That attack took place Monday at the Tekoa settlement. That's in the West Bank. Afghanistan Monday hosted a meeting of delegates from the United States, China, and Pakistan on how to initiate direct peace talks between the Afghan government and Taliban representatives. A joint statement issued in the meeting in Kabul said the group made progress on a roadmap toward peace talks with Taliban groups. The four-nation contact group, has agreed to hold its next meeting in Islamabad on February 6th. A Russian parliamentary committee has rejected a bill that would have levied fines and exacted jail terms for those found guilty of non-heterosexual public displays of affection. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.